flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's Championship Football Friday. We got a lot to get to over the next 4.5 hours. We'll make our picks on the big games. We will give you the results of a careful study I did, trying to find out, is it true? Do the Kansas City Chiefs and Pat Mahomes get every single call? We'll get to all of it coming up, but here's the truth about our radio station, a station I love, and I raise my hand, I'm one of them. I'm a child, all right? I'm an immature child because I'm a fan. I'm a sports fan. Sal Licata, BT, they were on before us. They may not admit it. Maybe they're too proud to admit it. They're children, okay? They're diehard sports fans. They're children. Who really doesn't admit it is Boomer, but Boomer's as big a kid as anybody. The only person here at WFAN that's actually mature... It's not you, Sean, by the way. No offense. It's Tiki Barber. Tiki's the calm one. Tiki's the rational one. Tiki's the one who can say, all right, guys, let's just sit on my knee for a second. I'm going to explain reality to you. So I believe it is very, very important on this Friday, January 24th, with all the craziness going on in the world. Pete Alonso's going to Toronto. Pete Alonso's not going to Toronto. Scott Boras is using this. Scott Boras called up the Mets and said, you've got 5 seconds to make a better offer for Pete Alonso or the world's going to explode. Please, can you rationally tell me what the hell is going on with Pete Alonso?
Yes. It has nothing to do with Pete Alonso. It has everything to do with your general manager, David Stearns.
Mm-hmm.
David Stearns, who looks meek, looks like he's not one to be, aggressive. Looks like he'd be a perfect financial executive on Wall Street, or banker, or an accountant like your father.
Yeah, CPA.
CPA, you know what I mean.
Yes.
Certified public accountant your father.
Yeah.
But the reality is, David Stearns is a killer.
Mm.
Like, don't let that milquetoast-looking facade fool you. The dude does not care about how you think you should be treated. And we know this because what he did in Milwaukee. Like, we forget when he was hired in Milwaukee, he was young, 29, 30 years old in 2015, and he endorsed Craig Counsell as to be their manager and then fired half the staff.
Mm.
The same thing is happening here in New York. Now, he didn't fire half the staff, but he did take a very critical look at what this team makeup was all about. And I know that last year I kept saying it's an evaluation year. Yeah, the underachieving early in the season, that's obvious because they're just evaluating, right? They're not trying to win. But what he was actually doing was seeing what this team was made out of. Like, see who had the metal to push through a low expectation and come out looking like stars. And Francisco Lindor did that. Seve did that. A lot of the guys on this team did that. But one thing happened that I think challenged his ability to be that killer. And it was Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso firing his long-term agent and hiring the guy who gets what every other player wants his team to give him, which is the most money that you can imagine, and maximizing your money potential. And David Stearns, while he knew that Juan Soto was going to take every dime that Steve Cohen had, was not willing to let Scott Boras do that with anybody else.
Mm.
And so what we've got is an ego match. And it's a aggressive one.
Yeah.
It is a, I don't care what you say. This is what I believe. Well, I don't care what you say. This is what I believe. And trust me, he's winning it. And he's dominating it. And Pete Alonso, as much as it sucks for him, is the victim of the ego match between David Stearns and Scott Boras. And it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks for Met fans.
Sure.
It sucks for Pete Alonso's short and long-term future. But that is the reality. David Stearns, just like he did when he was in Milwaukee, had to establish right away what he is all about.
Mm.
Otherwise, people are going to take advantage of it from here to throughout his tenure with the New York Mets. And you know what? I applaud him. I applaud him.
You applaud him.
I do.
Is he going to win, though, and get him back? Or is he going to win and wave goodbye to Pete Alonso?
No. I think ultimately, because it feels like this Toronto Blue Jays phantom offer is like, it feels like it's fugazi.
Well, it's funny. I was watching a Blue Jay YouTube fan video this morning.
Yes.
Just to get an impression of what they're thinking. And they believe they're being used by Scott Boras and Pete Alonso, and that this is all just one giant show to get him back to the Mets.
That's right.
Now, I get why a Blue Jay fan feels that way, because they've been used constantly, whether it's Shohei Ohtani or Juan Soto or Corbin Burns, or maybe now in the case Pete Alonso. So the Blue Jay fan doesn't even believe they're going to end up with Pete Alonso.
Well, the Blue Jay beat writer doesn't believe they're going to end up with Pete Alonso.
That's true.
They're not hearing this, all this, they're getting close. They're advancing towards the finish line. The guys that are actually covering the Blue Jays are like, what the hell are you talking about?
That's what's so interesting. The reporting yesterday from Met reporters were Pete's close to Toronto. Mm-hmm. The reporting from Blue Jay reporters were not so fast.
Where are they getting their sources from? X?
Yeah.
The internet? Some random blogger? Where are the sources to this? Because if it's not coming from David Stearns, trust me, it's not true.
Yeah, here's what I...
Because Scott Boras will lie to you.
Oh, yeah.
David Stearns will not lie to you.
Yeah, well, I think Scott Boras will leak to you. I'm not sure David Stearns has leaked anything. I don't know if the Mets are leaking anything. You say a few things I agree with. Number one, when I met David Stearns last year, I got to sit in his office. I looked him straight into the eyes. This makes me think of something George W. Bush once said about Vladimir Putin. He said, I sat there, looking at Putin. I looked into his eyes and I saw a soul. I looked into David Stearns' eyes. I didn't see anything. Like, I saw a really smart guy. I saw a guy that was kind enough to let me bitch at him for 45 minutes. But I didn't see a killer. I didn't know what I saw. And maybe that's what makes him so good.
Those are the best killers.
That you don't actually know what you're seeing. Mm. And here's the reality about David Stearns. And this is for all my fellow Met fans, like my old partner Joe Beningo too. Because look, I want Pete back. So we're on the same side of this. I want him back on the New York Mets. I've made that very clear. But there is a big difference between David Stearns and Frank Cashin. There's a big difference between David Stearns and Steve Phillips. There's a difference between David Stearns and the Wilpons, Steve Cohen and the Wilpons. And I'll tell you what that is. When the New York Mets traded Tom Seaver, I wasn't around, but it was a dark, dark day, and the days were going to get darker, and they did. When the Mets lost Darryl Strawberry, the days were going to get darker, and they did. When the Mets lose guys like that, the guys that have lit up Met history, they usually led to darker, more disgusting days. If the Mets lose Pete Alonso, that's not the case.
No, it's not.
That's a huge difference. Now, again, I want him back. I want Pete on the Mets for a myriad of reasons. But the one thing that needs to be held in check to my fellow Met fan is the idea that if they don't bring him back, it's just like Tom Seaver, and it's just like Darryl Strawberry. It's not. You know what the difference is? Tom Seaver was the best pitcher in baseball, and there was no reason they should have ever broken up and traded him. Darryl Strawberry was still an ascending star. There was no reason they should have let him go to L.A. With Pete Alonso, even though I do want him back, there are more reasons to say, I don't know what he's going to be in the next 4 or 5 years. I don't know what he's going to be in the next 3 or 4 years. And also, this is an organization that, when they lost Darryl Strawberry, signed Vince Coleman.
Right.
When they lose Pete Alonso, they will have done it in the same offseason where they added Juan Soto. So when we talk about Pete, good and bad, we have to try to take out our own history, because our own history is so different than what we're experiencing today. This will not lead to darker days. This will lead to a heated debate, and we'll discuss it, But the idea that this is Seaver or Strawberry all over again, that is a misnomer. And I think the other thing is, even though David Stearns grew up like me and a lot of other people listening as a true Met fan, and he did, because one of the things I talked to him about when I was in that room with him is his fandom, and you could tell when someone's a real fan. New Yorker, they know things.
Right? Grew up on Upper East Side, Upper West Side?
In Manhattan. Yes. And he told me about his relatives taking him to Game 4 against the Atlanta Braves in 1999. That was the game before the Robin Ventura game. Because he said to me, hey, that game's real special to me. Down 3-0, John Olerud. Like, that's a fan. So he's a fan. But even when you're a fan, when you're this successful, you're ruthless. And you're going to do what's best for business. And as much as I may disagree with it, and a lot of people may disagree with it, in his mind, what's best for business is not kowtowing to Scott Boras and giving Pete Alonso whatever he wants.
Right. When Scott Boras has the generational talent of this generation and Juan Soto, you know what? You're going to get one over on us, Scott. You're going to play us against the three other teams or four other teams that are willing to go around $700 million for Juan Soto, and we really want him, so you're going to win this one.
Right.
But everything else that you bring our way, it better be worth it. And this is partly on Pete for not having an epic, I'm still ascending season in his contract year.
It's also upon Pete for not accepting the offer given him either 2 years
of
ago
course.
Or even last week, the three-year $60 million offer.
Of course, but you got to realize that athletes, when they finally get their chance to cash out or cash in, I should say, on their success, you're going to bet on yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what you've done your entire life. You're betting on yourself in your contract year to have a contract year. And Pete did that, fired his agent, and then tried to do it. And the pressure from Boras and whoever else, it crumbled him for a lot of the season. Now, he came through when it mattered in the end against Milwaukee, and we all know the revitalization of the season for Pete, and that's one thing. But when you look at the bigger picture, it didn't tell you, oh, he's getting better. I can't wait to see 32 and 33 and 34.
That is true.
Man, you're hitting the downside.
Okay.
Your WAR, your OPS, your big numbers that are most important are fading. And so you hurt yourself, and it's your fault.
I agree with
that. If I was David Stearns, that's exactly what I would say to Scott Boras.
Okay.
Get that nonsense out of here.
All right.
You can look at it. I saw you scoring games, Scott Boras.
Scoring games.
He was scoring a game at the Met game we went to.
Not as good as I do.
Of course he does, because he wasn't paying attention like you do. But
right.
I saw you scoring games.
Right.
I'm sure you did it for every single one of Pete Alonso's games. This one, I'm David Stearns. This is what I'm saying to him.
Right.
You tell me that he's worth what you're asking for. And he can't.
You're right about this, and that's why today, and even the last few days, I'm not mad. I'm not mad because he hasn't left yet.
No.
But I'll tell you where things get very, very complicated, where I will get mad. So the Mets reportedly have offered Pete about $23 million a year. Let's just call it $23 million a year.
Which, by the way, isn't that far off
from
what the first base market is.
Totally agree. And you could even say it's a very fair offer, right? Mm-hmm. They've offered him $23 million a year, and they've broken Scott and Pete out of asking for long-term deals. It's a three-year contract, opt-outs involved, $23 million a year. Okay. All right, we're good. We're good with that. It's a good figure. Everybody's okay with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even those that are good with Alonso leaving, they're like, hey, that's a fair offer. Just take it. All right. If he ends up signing with the Blue Jays for the same amount of years, but let's say it's $26 million a year, that's where I'm going to say to Pete, to David Stearns, and to anybody out there listening to my voice who says, it's too much for Pete Alonso. What I would say is, what makes it too much?
It's not
23 is good, but 25 I have an issue with. Someone's got to explain that to me in a non-salary cap world, why the cutoff is that number.
It's not. It's not at all. It has nothing to do with the number.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with what he thinks Pete Alonso is worth. This is all about trying to bring Scott Boras down a tick.
I agree, but I agree with that, Teek. That's why I'm not mad at the Mets yet. They're playing this thing perfectly, right? It's a negotiation. Why negotiate against yourself? But once someone beats that, if that's what happens, don't you have to then move the number? Scott finally got something more than 23 per?
Do we have the X on all the beat writers from Toronto? I'd love to see what their take is on all of this.
On how much they would give Pete Alonso?
No. On what the Blue Jays are actually offering Pete Alonso.
Well, we don't know.
But somebody's got it. I mean, you tell me they cover the Blue Jays every day, all year, and they don't have an inkling or a clue? What we're hearing here in New York and from the I don't know, the leakers of Scott Boras's numbers.
Yeah, but you just hit on it. Like, they're leaks. The only thing that's going to matter is what the final numbers are, right?
I know.
That's the only thing that's going to matter.
Shouldn't we know? Shouldn't the
not if the Blue Jays aren't leaking stuff out.
The Blue Jays are the most desperate team in baseball.
Yeah,
they're trying to give away hundreds of millions of dollars and nobody's taking it.
No, I get that.
Notwithstanding. Of course they would leak it. Of course, if I was
so then
Blue
maybe
Jays
there's no offer.
And I wanted the Pete Alonzos of the world or whoever to come, I'd say, hey, you know what? Tell the world that we're offering this massive number.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we not hearing it from the Blue Jays?
Maybe it's not real.
And that's what I've come to the conclusion of.
That's possible.
That this is not real. Because yesterday, before we started our show, it was a done deal.
Right.
A done deal with Pete Alonso going to the Blue Jays. It's now Friday. Now, are we going to do a news dump on one of your big free agent signings this offseason? Hell no, you're not.
Right.
So I can't think of anything but say this is BS.
So it's all BS.
This is nonsense.
And it's a new concept for Scott Boras to get more money out of the New York Mets. That's what your conclusion is.
What else can I conclude?
I don't know.
The Toronto Blue Jays are not signing Pete Alonso on a Friday when nobody gives a crap ahead of the NFL championship weekend. There's no way that's happening.
We will.
Like, why would you bury that?
Nah, I gotcha. The thing is, like all free agency, I don't know what the hell's going on. All I know is the Mets are not negotiating against themselves. I totally understand that. But if they lose him to Toronto, I think it's going to be fair to say, why is 23 the cutoff? Yeah. And that's a fair value, but 25 I have an issue
that's
with.
That's your takeaway. My takeaway is David Stearns is a hell of a president of baseball operations.
David Stearns is cooking right now.
Yeah, he is.
Well, there is something else that David Stearns may have up his sleeve that we absolutely need to address when we come back. Are they going to bring in one of the most hated guys in the last decade in New York Metsdom? We'll tell you who that guy is and our thoughts, plus your calls at 888-808-1019. A lot of football.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
To get to, including checking the Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady scorecard, if you will, plus a study into how many calls the Chiefs truly get.
This is the app. Download it today.
All right, we got it, Paul. Coming up at 2:35, we will get to the interesting Met signing possibility that could cause mass hysteria amongst Met fans. We'll get to that in exactly 10 minutes. But before we get to your phone calls at 888-808-1019, we need to provide you a public service. Apparently, there was an earthquake here in the local area. So joining us right now is WFAN's official earthquake correspondent, and that is the real Sean Morash. Real Sean Morash, how big was it, and did you feel it?
It was so big. No, I did not feel it, but I felt it on social media when Twitter exploded, as first reported by Diana Rossini. A 2.8 earthquake did rattle the center of it at Paramus. No word on if that was the mall that still exists or not, but Paramus, New Jersey, a 2.8. I found significance in this in the sports world, Evan, as only I could. The last time we had a local earthquake, mm-hmm, 2.0 or higher,
yes,
was the day of the Yankees home opener, if you may remember.
That's right, yes.
Where we all were, oh my God, are the Yankees going to play the game? They did play the game. That day, the Toronto Blue Jays shut out the New York Yankees en route to a home opener loss for the Yankees. So I can't help but wonder if today's earthquake means the Toronto Blue Jays shut out the New York Mets in taking Pete Alonso from them.
That's quite a stretch. So the earthquake felt in Paramus, since it's the last 2.0 or higher, last occurred. And I do remember the Yankee home opener earthquake. I remember it because I was driving and I got a ton of text messages about it and I heard people talking about it, but I never felt it. And I guess while you're driving, you're very unlikely to feel,
right,
an earthquake.
Right.
But we're sitting here in my office. We didn't feel a damn earthquake.
I didn't feel anything.
I didn't feel anything.
Now, maybe it's because we were yelling and animated about David Stearns and Pete Alonso.
You think that was it?
Scott Boras. So we just ignored it. But 2.0 is not that heavy.
Yeah.
This is
2.8. I will say, so years ago, I was doing a show. We were live on the air. I was doing Middays with Joe at the time, and we felt an earthquake in the middle of the show. And that's when Joe said to me, bro, you playing footsie with me? Like, well, are you kicking me? And I was like, no, I think the room just moved. That was the only other time I felt an earthquake in the local area. I did feel an earthquake in California. Giannotti and Joe were getting really, really high on a deck and a patio. And so they barely felt it. And I ran in like, oh, did you guys feel that? And they were both like, what's going on, man? Everything all right? So I did experience that. I think that one was like a 6 or something like that. Or maybe a 5. Something more substantial than a 2.8. So if you guys felt it out there, it's real. There was an earthquake. But none of us here felt it. Not Sean. Not Tiki. You know what, though? You know who we didn't check in on? We didn't check in on Fake Sean. Fake Sean, did you feel the earthquake here in the local area?
I did feel an earthquake, but then I realized it was just me sitting on the toilet pole, so maybe that's what the real Sean felt as well.
There you go. Let's get to your calls. Tiki has addressed David Stearns as a stone-cold killer, and he may well be, but is the stone-cold killer going to end up with Pete Alonso? Or watch him leave and go to Toronto?
Yes, at his own price.
And for me, that's all that matters. 888-808-1019. Vinny is in Staten Island. How are you, Vinny?
What up, Vinny? What's going on, guys? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm at work. Stupid announcement at school. All right. So,
that's all right.
Sorry. I'm off this period. Everybody knows me now.
Right.
Everybody knows who's on the phone. Who's listening. All right. So first, David Stern has a history of having winning seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Has he ever actually won the World Series? No.
Okay.
He's getting credibility like Theo Epstein. He is no Theo Epstein in any way. The Mets went on a run. They hit on some players, one being Jose Iglesias, who is an old man in this day and age, and Sean Manoah, who again could just be a flash in the pan. He had a good season. Hopefully he comes back, has a good season. But the bottom line is there's a hole in the Mets lineup, right? Santander is gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Walk is gone. What are they going to do?
So the first part of your argument I disagree with. The last part of your argument I agree with. So let's start where we're in friendly territory.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose Pete Alonso, it doesn't mean they're dead. Nope. Doesn't mean they can't win.
But he's right. They do have a hole.
They have a hole. And the Mets are going to ask internal options to fill that hole.
That's right.
They're going to ask Brett Beatty, who was not good when given the opportunity last year, to blossom into a borderline star. They're going to ask, potentially, Ronnie Mauricio, once he proves he's healthy, to blossom. They're going to ask for a lot to replace the most reliable slugger in baseball, because I don't think they're doing that in the outside market. So the last point you make, I agree with you. It's a part of why I want Pete back.
Mm-hmm.
The first point that you made is not fair. To say David Stearns isn't Theo Epstein... Theo Epstein's a Hall of Fame general manager. David Stearns did a really good job in Milwaukee. There's no denying it. And in year one, did a really good job with the Mets. And I'm not going to dismiss some of the moves as, well, he was lucky. He was lucky.
No, you can't say that because they were intentional. Short-term deals on projects. Seve is one, Manaea is another. And, you know, letting Pete Alonso. Well, actually, they tried to keep Pete Alonso. But letting Pete Alonso be Pete Alonso when it mattered most. And so for me, I think David Stearns did a hell of a job. And whether it was the pressure of you guys could all be gone next year and that rallied them to have the season that they did and get to the NLCS, you can't discount his impact on this Mets team. You can't discount it.
I agree.
It's the sole reason, because obviously it belongs to the guys that were on the diamond every day. But you can't discount it either.
Let's go to Paul in Yonkers. What's up, Paul?
Hey, hi guys. How are you?
We're good. What's up, Paul?
You bring in Juan Soto for $750 million, turn around and take the bat out of his hand with those people batting behind him? Who in their right mind's going to pitch to him?
Here's the reality,
though.
Tell
me, who's going to pitch to him? He's going to be walked all over the ballpark.
Well, that's our first year, Juan Soto. Let me just remind you this, though, about Juan Soto and how good he is, and I don't mean this as an insult, and Sean may take it as. When the playoffs came around, they didn't even face Juan Soto. They'd rather face Aaron Judge.
Right. They walked Juan Soto against Aaron Judge.
So when Juan Soto is locked in, it doesn't matter if Pete Alonso's hitting behind him.
Right.
They may say, we're not letting Juan Soto beat us anyway.
And it's not going to be Pete Alonso hitting behind him. It's probably going to be Vientos.
Well, it's if Pete's back. See, here's the thing. I don't want to get into this argument yet because Pete's not back. When Pete's back, I can't wait to break down the lineup. But to your point, if Pete isn't back or he is back, it could be Mark Vientos. And the reality is, if Juan Soto is as locked in as Juan Soto can be, he's going to get walked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there are going to be teams that are going to say, you know what? I'll dare Mark Vientos to beat me. I'll dare Pete Alonso to beat me. But overall, and I like Paul. I love that voice. He kind of reminded me of fake Sean in a weird way. There was some similarities.
Right.
I understand the point. When you bring in a super, superstar like Juan Soto, you want to put as many good bats around him. And the reality is, you know, we're arguing over, well, he's worth $23 million, he's not worth $26 million. If Pete's not back, the Met lineup isn't as good.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, I don't think that's really debatable.
Right.
And notice something, Met
fans. It's not as predictably good.
Right.
Because Brett Beatty could figure it out.
But Brett Beatty could figure it out with Pete Alonso on this team and become the everyday DH, you know?
Right. No, you're right, but... We think it's going to be worse without Pete Alonso, but you just never know. Because the kids are just, they're kids.
Though. Just keep this in mind, Met fans, whether you agree with me or disagree with me. I am not talking about bringing him back in the context of forever Met. Like, I've almost given up on that because I don't think it matters. I'm talking about the context of 2025. And while Tiki's right that David Stearns has appeared to be a stone-cold killer and he's winning the negotiation, if Pete's not back and they're not as good, did you really win? You know what I mean?
No. I mean, I don't want to pull the Evan and say, well, if you don't get to the World Series, next year's a failure since you got to the NLCS last season.
Mm.
That's the Evan troll. That's what we're going to call it from now on.
Well, it's real. I mean, it's just reality, troll or not. I'll give you the Rosie Perez from White Men Can't Jump. She said something very, very important.
That movie is always on for some reason.
Because it's a classic.
Always on.
The original, by the way, not the remake that they did.
They did a remake of White Men Can't Jump?
They did.
You are joking, right?
Did you guys see it? Sean, did you see it?
No chance you did a remake of White Men Can't Jump.
They did a remake, and I refuse to ruin the original by watching it.
Who was in it? Because it's not Wesley Snipes, and it's not Woody Harrelson. And
Rosie Perez?
Was she in it?
No, I don't know.
And by the way, Rosie Perez isn't in it either. Like, that collection of actors made that movie what it was. Anybody else doing that, it comes off as stupid and maybe borderline racist.
So we came out on Hulu, Jack Harlow and Senua Walls. I can't read his first name because...
Boo.
Yeah, I don't know.
Boo.
But here's what Rosie...
I didn't even know it came out, so...
I heard about it, but I passed on it. Rosie Perez said something to Woody Harrelson after she broke up with him.
And White Men Can't Jump.
And White Men Can't Jump. She said, sometimes you lose, but you really win. And sometimes you win, and you really lose. Mm. Okay? And I say that to you because if the Mets win this by, ha-ha, Pete had to take less and go to the Blue Jays, ha-ha, we win. Did you really win? He's not on the team. You know what I mean? Did you really win? You're asking Brett Beatty to step in.
Well, it depends.
So did you win?
It depends on the unknown alternative. That's what we don't know. So I can't even answer that question until we see a good portion of the 2025 season for the New York Mets.
I want everybody to sit down when I tell you this because there's a piece of information that needs to be told to every single person, and they need to digest it and then hopefully give a very rational response. The great Pat Ragazzo does a fine job covering the New York Mets. Pat Ragazzo reported something. They had a little conversation with him, DMing each other.
Yep.
Was telling me the New York Mets have a serious interest in bringing back, on a one-year contract, Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer. And I almost threw out my pancakes this morning when I read this. And I try to be rational, because I'm a rational guy. Like, one-year deal, who cares? I can invite to spring training? Sure, well, it doesn't hurt. But I cannot tell you, and I cannot express in the nicest way possible, from a sports perspective, not as a human, I'm sure he's a great guy, how much I freaking hate, from a sports perspective, Max Scherzer. I can't stand him. I can't stand looking at his face. I can't stand looking at his windup. I can't stand anything about him. So while, sure, one-year deal, pitching depth, Griffin Canning, I get why it makes sense, but the emotional side of me says, I cannot root for this man again.
What if he's great?
I'll be happy.
Okay, so then you can root for him again.
But you know what I'll know? Let's say he's great. Let's say Teague, the Mets signed him to a one-year invitation to spring training, and he's dominant, and he's the sixth starter.
Why does he want to keep doing it, by the way?
I think he loves traveling.
Yeah.
And being with the boys, you know? I think that's what it's about. But let's say he's great, to your
Doesn't
point.
Doesn't he have a model wife?
He very attractive wife.
And
yeah.
Kids.
What does that mean? He wants to be home all the time?
I would. Be around your wife, kids.
No, I would too, actually. You want to travel all these?
You made so much money, it doesn't even matter what you do for the rest of your life?
I think it's like Greg Maddux. He just wants to pitch. And that part I respect. But even if he's great, Tiki, I would know deep down that when it matters the most, he's going to take a giant you-know-what all over the mound. So I just have to admit that hearing that makes me physically ill. Mm. Tommy, I know you missed the positive, Tommy, but you have openly said how much you despise Max Scherzer.
Negative Tommy has done that many times.
What does that mean? It means that
if Max signs back with the Mets, it's going to be quite the pickle for positive Tommy. But I will have to positively spin why that is a great free agent signing. I have to. Positive Tommy has to.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah, otherwise it's not positive Tommy. I mean, I could revert back for a second to negative Tommy if you want, but I have to make that distinction.
Can you just be Tommy in this conversation? Do you want Max Scherzer back?
You have me imitating Sean, and now which Tommy do you want right now?
I want Tommy Lugauer.
You want Tommy Lugauer?
No. His wife once said this. I want Thomas.
You want Thomas?
Yeah, Thomas.
Max Scherzer is a bozo. I don't want him anywhere near the mound. Stay as far away from this guy as humanly possible.
No one will lead us.
Shut up, negative Tommy.
Now, the Yankees also attended a workout for Max Scherzer, so would you want him, Sean, for the Yanks?
Absolutely. I want anybody I think could help my team win. I don't care if they're a scumbag. Bring them in.
Well, hold on. I do not think Max Scherzer's a scumbag. Let me make that clear.
In baseball terms.
Yeah, I just think he's... I think he's become like this kind of loser at the end of his career. Like, I don't trust him in a big spot. I don't think he's a bad guy.
But hold on, though. You got to remember.
What?
When the last time the Mets had Max Scherzer, he was meant to be, you know, a 1A, 1B ace.
You're right.
A Lord and a savior.
You're right.
Now he's the sixth piece.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he has to work out in front of this many teams tells you you're bringing in Max Scherzer. You're hoping that he's a fourth or fifth piece of your rotation.
Sean, that's the problem I have is, if I'm just being the rational baseball fan, and I've said this forever, on a one-year deal or a minor league invite, I wouldn't be against anybody. Yeah. So I'm not, from that perspective, against it. I'm just being honest that he is really tough to root for. Mm.
Unless he's great, and then he's very easy to root
for. No, because even if he's great, I know what's going to happen next. I'll be waiting for the shoe to drop.
Okay, but yeah, but what you're talking about is a critical series sometime late in the season or in the postseason, and he craps the bet. But the reality is, once you get to that part of the season, aren't you more dependent upon the top end of your rotation anyways?
He's so sane.
Kodai Senga, right? Hopefully Clay Holmes becomes a serviceable starter for you as opposed to the reliever that he's been for the entirety of his damn career.
Yeah.
Maybe David Peterson. Who knows, right? Montaz. Maybe you won't need him.
This is why I open the show by saying the only adult at WFN is Tiki Barber. Everything he said makes a lot of sense. It's true. I'm just being an emotional fan. I don't want this guy anywhere near my team.
Also, last time Max was here, wasn't the pitching lab not exactly cooking in here the way it is now?
Yeah.
So shouldn't that help Max rectify
the magic's going to occur.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.